The Leonardo da Vinci-like Last Supper optics belied what Governor Phil Murphy hopes will be a successfully secular Monday afternoon legislative lunge at legalizing pot in New Jersey. We are close, we are not there yet. We are making progress, but we have a ways to go, Murphy said, flanked by progressive leaders in the media room on West State Street. Various leaders and advocates joined Murphy, who also summoned Assemblywoman Annette Quijano, D20, to the microphone to make a closing case as both houses harvest pro-pots ahead of the March 25th vote date. Just 4 days from now, people whose lives are held back will have their best hope, Quijano said. Murphy delicately tamped down expectations. If the vote doesn't work out Monday, we're going to come to work Tuesday morning to glean from what California and other states are doing, the governor said. Senate President Steve Sweeney's, D3, out of state ahead of Monday's vote, leaving Murphy and his allies to more animatedly sweat the phones, which the governor's doing, pulling the likes of State Senator Nick Sacco, D32, into his corner. People's Organization for Progress, POP, Boss, and Bernie Sanders for President 2020 leader, Larry Hamm added his voice to the event, as did Hunter and County Democratic Committee Chair Arlene Quiñones-Perez, African American Chamber of Commerce CEO and President John Harmon, and NAACP New Jersey Pres Richard Smith. So did Trenton Mayor Reed Guisciora. I wholeheartedly endorse the governor's initiative, said the mayor, a former assemblyman and former prosecutor. We need the legislature to pass this. This is a good thing for the city of Trenton. No social change is brought about smoothly, Hamm said.